Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Today, let's take a ride back in history together on horseback. Back in 1860, Pony Express riders started what was meant to be a speedy mail and news delivery service, only to be rendered relatively obsolete a year or two later by the telegraph. Think about that. Today we marvel at the rapid pace of advances in technology, but guess what? It was happening during the Civil War. The emergence of the telegraph must have seemed just as amazing at the time as smartphones are today. One day the news was arriving on the back of a horse, long after it first became news, and the next thing you know, the most important guy in town is the telegraph operator. The point is, the delivery of news did not stop. Thanks to the telegraph, it just got faster. Eventually, radio continued this evolution. Television followed, giving immediacy to news reports that a printed medium could not match. And finally came the internet. So a century and a half after the demise of the Pony Express, here we are again, wondering what the heck happened. This time, to the newspaper industry. With the emergence of the internet in the 1990s, vast amounts of information were suddenly free for the taking. Most newspapers, not wanting to be left behind, started websites in which they essentially gave away their most valuable commodity, their content, for free. This model continues to be the predominant one in use today. Many analysts now believe this was a fatal mistake. Once loyal newspaper readers realized that they could conveniently access news online for free, there seemed to be little reason to pay for a newspaper subscription. We had to face a hard, cold fact, a spiral in newspaper circulation that began all across America in the 1990s. Our industry had to accept that whenever an inveterate newspaper reader died, he or she was no longer replaced by a new, young newspaper reader. Today's teenagers don't take the time to sit down and read a daily newspaper, at least not a printed one, and it isn't likely they ever will. Nowadays, a printed newspaper's most loyal readers are its elderly readers. I experienced this firsthand with my own column in the Sunday Blade. Nearly all the reader reaction I get comes from older folks, people of my generation. They preface their comments by letting me know that they've been a Blade subscriber since childhood or young adulthood. I have to make a confession here. I'm old school when it comes to reading a newspaper. I have always enjoyed the tactile pleasure of turning the pages of the paper while I have my morning coffee. I was sad to see 7-day home delivery come to an end. But from the perspective of a metropolitan newspaper, we cannot change the past. We can only adjust and adapt and embrace the notion that newspapers in some form are essential to a free and open society. Finally, let me note that long before there was a Pony Express, there was a Toledo Blade. The Pony Express has gone away. I hope the Blade never does.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.